The U.S. Embassy condemns in the strongest terms the recent targeted attacks on humanitarian workers and their compounds in South Sudan, including those that have led to the deaths of three South Sudanese humanitarian workers and injury to others.
That's Colin Machado, the acting public affairs officer at the U.S. Embassy in Juba, in prerecorded audio provided to South Sudan in Focus by the embassy. Machado says the South Sudan government should hold the perpetrators accountable. He adds the U.S. government would like to see the action taken as soon as possible in order to safeguard the lives of civilians and humanitarian workers, as well as their property.
We renew our call for South Sudan's leaders to act with urgency to end subnational violence and to hold accountable those responsible for attacks targeting civilians and humanitarian organizations, as well as for abductions and other human rights violations.
Machado says the U.S. Embassy stands with all those who work for peace and stability in South Sudan. On Monday, the UN's acting humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, Peter van der Awarat, also condemned last Wednesday attack on humanitarian workers and UN assets in Pibor of the Greater Pibor Administrative Area. Last Wednesday, several armed attackers broke into an international NGO compound in Pibor and beat up one humanitarian worker who eventually required medical attention. The UN humanitarian agency said the attackers targeted the NGO looking for catch and other assets. The UN said the perpetrators stole valuables but did not state what they were. The attackers killed two aid workers in the Abyei administrative area and another aid worker in Jonglei State. No one has been arrested. South Sudan Information Minister Michael Makwe says he's attending the RJMEC meeting and could not respond at this time. Van der Awarat said such attacks on humanitarians who provide critical services to the most vulnerable people are beyond comprehension, adding, the ongoing violent attacks against humanitarians inadvertently hamper the delivery of the much-needed life-saving support to millions of people affected in times of escalating conflict. The UN official says protecting humanitarian workers and civilians is the duty of South Sudanese authorities. Van der Awarat says the humanitarian community is calling on authorities to do everything in their power to stop attacks on humanitarians and civilians and quickly bring the perpetrators to justice. It says ending impunity and ensuring accountability goes hand in hand with protecting humanitarians and civilians and bringing long-term peace to South Sudan. According to the UN, South Sudan is one of the most dangerous places for aid workers, with 9 humanitarian workers killed in the line of duty and 450 incidents reported in 2022, and already 3 humanitarian workers killed in 2023. The UN estimates 9.4 million of the most vulnerable people in South Sudan will need urgent life-saving assistance and protection in 2023. That compares to 8.9 million in 2022. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.